Hello and good afternoon on this rather very, very sunny day today. Definitely in Bournemouth, I guess UK-wide and probably worldwide too. I hope you're having a good day. Stefan here from the Stefan Butcher Podcast. I hope everybody's doing well, keeping well, trying to make themselves through this period right now. So today I want to touch on something I talked about in the past. That's about decision making, but I feel like there's a slight update to what I talked about before. And again, with everything I share and talk about here on my show, on my podcast, is usually a reflection of a learning of something I experienced fairly recent. So now, decision making, usually I fear you always arrive at a crossroad there of three possible options, and something I just want to iterate a little bit more on. If you're faced with a decision, it's either yes, it's no, or it's maybe. Okay, so let me talk a little bit more about it. So usually, if it's a yes and you want to commit to something and then have to make the decision to commit to something, and if it's a clear yes, then that's a good thing, because this thing may align with you. You have all the knowledge and all the points about it. You're educated about it. You know what you're getting yourself into. You're overall in a good position. In that case, let's just say to say yes, and yes, everything is fine, right? You do that. Alternatively, you don't do it, right? Because you also have a clear mind about what you're getting yourself into, and you may be out of depth. It may be not aligning with you, or it may be not for you, and therefore you decide for the no. And that's a pretty easy decision. You either go for something or you're not, because you know what you're getting yourselves into, right? And that is fine, you know, because ultimately you need to make the decision for what is right for you right now. Because anything in the future can just change, and that most of the things are out of your control anyway. But I always feel like, you know, make a decision, clear yes or no, fairly quickly, and then move on, right? But often enough, we find ourselves in a situation where we're coming into this maybe zone, this gray zone, this level of anxiety and uncertainty, and you don't know whether to do it or not, because unlike with yes and no, with maybe, you don't have all the knowledge and all the points, right? You just don't know necessary to go for this. But let's just assume it is a maybe situation, and you sort of go for something, and then it works out, and you're like, okay, well, maybe I was lucky here, but I guess it would still be an element of being, I feel a bit unfulfilled, or because I didn't know it in the first place, and I was just lucky, and okay, well, I just go with the flow, right? And, you know, it was a lucky maybe. On the flip side of this thing, if you're not sure about it, then go for this and it didn't work out, then you probably will feel really bad, because, you know, you gambled ultimately, right? And you wasted a lot of time and energy into this decision, and it still didn't work out. So, and ultimately, you wanna ideally balance at between the yes and the no. As soon as maybe comes into the equation, it always becomes really messy, or just it's just another weight on your shoulder that you don't necessarily need to have. And one message I want to give you with this podcast to overcome this to some extent is simply trust your gut. Don't ponder too long. Literally let your body and mind decide. It sounds a little bit hokey pokey, but ultimately, if you don't know what to do, I can guarantee you now, just listen to your mind, listen to your body, and it will tend or will lean towards either of the yes or the no very, very quickly. And honestly, just follow that advice, because I do believe somehow your body does know best what's for you. And why you might, because you're not able to think rational at that moment in time, you know, you don't have all the education, all the knowledge about the decision, and, you know, to then do it, something you don't know about, just there's a huge level of unfulfillment in there. And let your body decide, because often enough that saves a lot of time. And as I said, you know, whatever happens in the future, you don't know that moment in time. You only know what's right or wrong for you right this very moment. Yes, future, we're talking what, for the next few months, or maybe even a year at the most, and you can align your decisions accordingly. But ultimately, everything beyond that is very much out of your control. That's why I do believe, trust your gut, make a decision quickly, and then let it roll. And I guess another opportunity will come again if you were at a crossroad of a possible missed opportunity. But don't worry, always do what's right for you, right? Opportunities come and go. Not all of them are the right ones. Some of them are difficult to discover or hard to see through, and some of them take a lot of energy. That's all good and well, but ultimately you've got to remain a healthy, well-functioning human being to do all the other things in life, because as soon as you have things weighing down on you unnecessarily, it impacts other areas as well. And that's really something I wanted to share and something I wanted to give you along your way today. I hope that made sense. If you happen to be in this sort of situation and want to share a story, just simply get in touch, drop me an email. I would just love to hear about these things and connect that way too. So yeah, I hope that made sense. I hope that brought some value to some extent. And speak to you in the next podcast. Bye for now.